Warning. According to the Surgeon General, women should not drink alcoholic beverages during pregnancy because of the risk of birth defects. Consumption of alcoholic beverages impairs your ability to drive a car or operate machinery and may cause you to become confused as to what liquids you should drink and liquids that you shouldn't, such as liquids with volatile sensitivity to changes in temperature and or pressure, liquids that require two mechanical seals to stay put, non-lubricating liquids that produce gases and or solids that may or may not be abrasive, liquids that are seriously goddamn sensitive to agitation, liquids that react with each other to form a solid, which is an absolute nightmare, take it from Sick Puppy, or limitlessly lubricating liquids, a nightmare at the other end of the spectrum, take it from Spoon, and lastly, anything at all consumed by the boys at
shouldidrinkthat.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Sick Puppy.
This is the most reverend Father Spoon.
Coming at you with episode 48 for shouldidrinkthat.com.
Where even if it's crap,
we drink it.
So you don't have to.
That's right, brother.
Welcome to the Boulevard of Broken Beers.
Boulevard of Broken Beers. That's not to say that the beers are
broken
or bad.
No, it's just that's all we could come up with to go with the beers that we have today.
Because it's Boulevard Brewing.
Well, for the most part.
And
a couple others. Yeah, a couple others that are in there. These beers come to us from a good friend of ours, a very diehard fan, I guess we could say, from Justin. He is in the military, and because of security reasons, we can't say where he's located or his position. So, Justin, this is for you, buddy.
Thanks, Justin. Appreciate the gift, man.
Always appreciate free beers on this show.
Fucking ace to send it.
So the first one here is a very special one. Indeed, because we really can't get it in Pittsburgh. I don't know if we can get it in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, well, that's that whole West Coast, East Coast side of PA thing. You know, but
yeah, there's this dividing line, I think, going right through State College, Du Bois.
And distributorship legal issues.
Yeah, there's a big gray area over the middle of Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
So this first one is Goose Island Christmas Ale.
A little late for the season, but hey.
It's January. This is the first show of the new year, so, you know, technically we're still holidays, whatever.
Right on.
It's still a beer.
And it's free beer.
You definitely can't beat that. Beer Advocate gives us a B+, so we're already starting off with a good note there. Hmm. And spin that bad boy around here. Let me take a look at that label there. Oh, look at that little goose with the Santa hat.
Yeah, we'll post pictures like we always do.
From Chicago.
Chicago. Interesting.
And according to
Goose... And it's a twist off.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Did you try to open it with the bottle opener?
Yeah. Habit, one of the craft beers, you know.
Well, according to Goose Island, every year to celebrate the holiday season, we brew up our Christmas ale, which is what we're having.
And with makes each, sense yeah, to me, dude. Yeah.
And with each year, we change the recipe slightly so that you have something special and new to look forward to. Traditionally, our Christmas ale is a complex brown ale that develops well in the bottle for up to 5 years. Get us another one of these, Justin, and we'll put it in the SIDT beer cellar.
Here you go, Spoon.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah, quite welcome.
The website for Goose Island is gooseisland.com, which can also be found on the shouldidrinkthat.com website under
show notes.
Easy clicks. That whole section in it. All right, sir. So for the first beer of 2009.
Cheers, brother.
In it. Yes.
Not much of an aroma to it.
I have a nice... I'm using the Dogfish Head glass. This thing's giving it a nice...
Get a nice head on that too from that glass.
Well, here, take a smell off that one. Get the aroma.
Take a whiff
off that one. Yeah, a lot more off that glass.
Yeah, it's coming out of yeah.
That's really nice.
I'm using that.
Oh,
it pimped out. You know,
the Sam Adams.
Sam Adams ultimate beer glass, and I'm getting a better smell from the Dogfish glass.
Ultimate drinking glass. All right. Ooh, oh, that's nice.
You know, I was thinking there's going to be a shitload of spice in this because it's a Christmas ale, but there's not much at all.
Well, they say it is one of their browns, but it's when they do say Christmas, though, you are expecting a little bit more spice
to
it.
Yeah, exactly. Serve Christmas ale in a goblet. Oop, missed that note. Oh, well.
But see, on the Beer Advocate site, it also says use a pint glass.
Yeah.
Or a tumbler, so. Use whatever glass you got around as long as it's not made of plastic.
Bottled on this date. November 16th of 07.
Hmm.
So we got a vintage one.
And this is a 5.6% alcohol by volume.
Good session Christmas beer.
Mm.
It's the one you could share with the family.
Oh, absolutely. This is,
I like it.
Try to see how this thing's settling here in me mouth.
I mean, I don't think it's a overly stellar beer by any means.
It's got a medium body to it.
Yeah, it's very well, very well done.
Wow, it's making the top of my mouth pucker, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't say that this is bad. This is, you know, this is pretty good for a brown.
Yeah, I don't drink a lot of brown ale, Spoon.
If this has been aged for a year, though,
not
too.
Not a favorite style.
I'm curious what this was like when it first came out.
So if you can get Goose Island, Christmas of 2009, pick up a sixer or a case.
It's got a little bit of malt to it.
Yeah, yeah. A little caramely flavor to it.
Hmm.
I don't know what kind of malt they use in this. But.
Wow, this is actually pretty good. I would drink this during the winter season instead of some of those other beers that we had. Like I had that Stouts.
Yeah. Disgusting. I'm not a fan of Christmas ales. A lot of them are way too spicy for me.
Mm-hmm.
And they put the nutmeg and shit in there. Not a huge fan of that.
This is definitely a good session.
But yeah, this is a good Christmas ale.
It's kind of, it's a little light on the finish.
Right, yeah. On that note, I'm going to finish mine.
Justin, good choice there for the first beer that we have. Let me see if I can get any more notes on this thing before I finish it. Man. Yeah, this is.
Goose Island Christmas Ale. I'm impressed. It's a decent
beer. I really wish we could get this here because this kicks the crap out of some of the other winter beers that we've had available around
here. Yeah, I agree. And we get a lot, but like I said, I'm not a huge fan of the Christmas ales, that style. And this is different, so I'm a fan.
Yeah, it is. It's very, I guess I would say it's kind of mild, medium on the carbonation on that. I think it's perfect. Like you said, it's a very good session beer.
Yeah, exactly. And this is a great beer to share with the family if they're not into craft beer because it's not anything too out of the ordinary, you know?
Mm-mm.
Got a nice smooth finish and flavor to it.
Yeah, I'm digging this. Wow. Now I really want to try some of these other beers from...
I know.
I wish we had more beers from Goose Island, though. So you guys out there that
want to... Chicago fans, take note.
That want to send us some beers. Or you know what we could do, too, which... I guess we'd have to invest some time into it, but we could always just jump on the Amtrak from Pittsburgh to Chicago, go up there, buy a bunch of beer, get some sausage, and then bring it back.
That might not be a good idea, dude, because you know me, I'd probably drink the beers on the way back.
We could. It's like I think it's like a 9-hour train ride or something like that. Well, that's what we'll do. We'll
bring a cooler and ice.
We'll get one of those cars, you know, where you can eat in it or whatever. Yeah. And we'll pop out a bunch of six packs. Say, hey, who wants to be on a radio show?
What'd you do this weekend? I got drunk on Amtrak.
Yeah, I think that was a really good beer to start with, though. That was
that was a nice, smooth brown ale, man.
Delicious. That went down really quick, too.
Recommend. I know, dude.
And we have about six beers tonight,
but we're sharing 12-ounce bottles, yeah. So
it might not go as fast as we thought, but we'll see.
We won't get as hammered as we do.
We're not going to do another one of these 85-minute shows. That was just for the end of the season.
Not anytime soon.
Yeah. So if you're used to listening to 85-minute shows, no. We usually do about an hour. So if that's what you're used to, you're probably going to get that tonight.
We had a lot to say the last time.
Had a lot of built-up angst for the end of the year.
And that was a rant-ridden show, I think.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad.
Nah.
All right, so let's go.
I've said worse on this show in the earlier episodes.
We've said a lot of worse stuff.
Yeah.
All right, let's go rinse these and...
Be right back.
The next one.
All right, peeps, we're back.
You miss us? Power of editing.
Power of editing.
It's like a second for you.
2-second break.
We got the abilities to do that since we're not a live show. We can do that. Although we've talked about possibly doing some live shows where we're going to hook up a camera, maybe go on Ustream or something. So you can actually see how long it takes us to record one of these things.
Right.
Our shows aren't really an hour long. They're like 3 or 4 hours sometimes. And we edit Sick Puppy edits the shit out of these things. So, yeah, if you hear us go like zero to drunk in 60 minutes, trust me.
Yeah, it doesn't happen in an hour.
No. We are seasoned veterans. All right, so where's the official SIDT butt plug bottle opener?
Bottle opener.
All right.
Right there, brother.
Introduce us to the next one, buddy.
We have the Southampton brand IPA. Not Southampton. Southampton. I was rudely corrected on that earlier by Spoon.
It's kind of like the whole thing with... And when you're in Pittsburgh, we've got this place called Coriopolis.
Coriopolis.
It's actually spelled Coriopolis, but people call it Coriopolis. So
there's no E in there, people.
Apparently, it's a big thing in Western Pennsylvania to put vowels in words where they don't really exist. And there's like Churchill. It's actually Churchill or some crazy shit like that. So
this is Southampton.
Maybe it's a Pittsburgh thing. I don't know.
Maybe. Who knows?
It could be.
Anyway, the IPA, it's an authentic English-style amber ale with a unique character that comes from a special blend of five hop varieties and the use of imported English malts. And supposedly it's their most assertively hoppy brew. Great served with Thai and curried foods. Well, that would be good on IPA, man, yeah. Sharp and pungent cheeses, game, poultry, and seafood.
Brewed and served in the house that beer built. Now, there is something very unique with this bottle. Most of us in Pittsburgh, and I think most of the country, you're used to getting the bottle with the orangish kind of label on it. Well, this one actually has a what's that place? Oh, I'm brain farting. Shit, looks the like restaurant.
It looks like an Amish building.
Old Country Buffet.
Okay.
Oh, not Old Country Buffet. Jesus, Cracker Barrel. Thank you. There we go. It was along those lines. Well, you look at it because you've got kind of like guys hanging out on the front porch. It kind of looks like an old country home and everything. So, and we've never been up to this place, so as far as we know, this is what the brewery could look like.
Right.
We don't know. But it is one of the newer labels, and this is actually bottled in Wilkes-Barre now at the Lion Brewery.
Yeah, Southampton Public House is actually out of New York.
So, yeah, the ironic thing is a lot of people are going to Lion Brewery now to, I don't want to say outsource.
Contract brewery.
Contract brewery, they're going
to
contract.
A lot of breweries do that. The Iron City does the same.
But, yeah, it was actually news to me when I saw this new label. I'm like, what the heck is this? So this is something that is new for us. If you've seen this new label, hey, good for you. All right.
Well, I don't think the beer's new for us, per se, just the label.
Just the label, yeah. Well, you know what? I don't think I've ever had their IPA.
I have.
I've had some of their other ones, but I've never had the IPA. And this is the 12-ounce bottle,
yeah,
too,
I get it in a big, fat bomber bottle at Three Sons Dogs and Suds.
.com.
Go there.
Got to plug the boys. All right, so let me crack this one open, and let's get to it.
Yeah, pour it, man. Getting impatient.
There you go.
Thank you, sir.
Over to you. Oh, man, wait till you get the nose on this one. It's divine. Oh, you can definitely tell it's an IPA.
Oh, yeah.
There's some beers that as soon as you crack it open, you know exactly what style it is.
This is available year-round.
Oh, man.
Bottle on tap, growler and cask.
I like the hops up front on the nose on this one.
Yeah, what did I say? There's five different kinds of hops in this?
Wow.
Yeah, five hop varieties.
Man.
But you can't really pick them out when there's five in there. If you say you can, I think you're full of shit.
If you have a hop head in your family, this would make an awesome-ass cologne. I would wear something like this. Oh. Yeah. All right, let's give this a shot.
Wow.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow.
There's a lot of bittering hops in there.
There's some pucker to that one.
Yeah.
Ooh. Ah.
That's a good though.
Yeah, you know what? This is the kind of IPA that I like.
Yeah, me too.
Mm. I wasn't expecting that right away.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Very good IPA.
It's very clear.
Hampton.
It's extremely clear.
Yeah, it is.
It's got like a
very
nice,
light body.
Nice little orange hue to it.
Yeah, nice little amber orange you.
Oh, wow, that's this is a pretty good eye. Wow.
And I almost get a little apricot smell into that.
You know, hold it back a little bit on your palate and just let your mouth just kind of like absorb it for a few seconds.
Oh,
here.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know if I'm getting apricot or honey out of that, like a honey aroma.
I'm getting more. I'm not getting too much. I'm not really getting apricot.
No?
Apricot, whatever.
Apricot, apricot, Coriopolis, Southampton.
Mm. Hmm. This is, wow.
It's sweet.
I can't imagine drinking a bomber of this, though.
Oh, I could. And I have.
See, most of the bombers, though, it's I know going into it that it's something I could sit down with for a little bit, but I'm going to want to enjoy these, you know, one at a time, for
right.
low volume. And of it.
I get the hops, but I think for five varieties of hops in this beer, it's not that hoppy. I get more malt and caramel flavor to it than hops.
I'm getting a slight citrus.
Maybe that's the apricot.
That could be it. It seems more of a citrus.
There is no apricot in this. That's just a flavor, aroma
I'm just
reference.
I'm getting more of a like a citrusy. Mm.
Yeah, I'm not getting a lot. I mean, I get the hops. It's there.
Does
but,
the website say what the IBUs are on this?
I don't know. Let me cheat and look.
Wow. It seems like it would be around, let's say, like in the 50s. That's my educational guess there, is it's in the 50s. It's probably a little bit higher.
We got nothing.
Oh, we're gonna
they have a Beer Advocate score on the website of 86, so they haven't updated that for a while.
Wow.
It's a B+ on Beer Advocate these
I
days.
I really like how it's hanging around in my mouth, though. It's...
Oh, yeah, you get that.
There's not too much malt to it, which isn't a bad thing.
See, I'm getting more malt and caramel flavors than hops, but that lingering in the back of your palate, I guess you could say, is the hops. That bitterness.
And this is the thing.
A lot of bittering hops.
We have
on that.
Two different flavor profiles, too, between the two of us in general when we drink beers.
We pick up different things. I mean, everyone does, really.
Mmm. I like that the bitterness, so it's kind of just like lingering in my mouth.
Yeah.
That's pretty nice.
Did you say that Southampton was owned by Pabst?
What? I didn't say that.
That's what I've heard. I can't
verify
that.
I haven't looked into that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not a regular drinker of Southampton, so I don't.
Yeah, I'm not either.
I haven't really looked into it very much. It's like,
although I should be. They make great beers.
No, the couple that I've had, it's, you know, I've had those at Three Suns, dogsandsuds.com.
Yeah.
And you know, I sit back and I just enjoy the beer. I never really thought of looking much more into it, which
right.
I should because I'm a beer guy. But it's just one of those beers I like to open up, kick back, and just just enjoy the night.
Southampton Christmas Ale is what we gave Craft Beer Radio for the Christmas video.
That's right.
Yeah.
That was the reason why.
They seem to enjoy it, yeah. Southampton Ales and Lagers. They're 40A Bowden Square, Southampton, New York, 11968. Southamptonbrewery.com.
Wow, that's
they
nice.
Consider this one of their session beers.
I'm just thinking in my head, like, the different foods I'm going to eat. Like, you said the Thai and the curry.
Oh, the Thai and the curry, yeah.
I could definitely picture that.
Well, there's a new Indian place here in Cranberry Township. It's a BYOB.
Is it?
Yeah.
Really?
They charge you that stupid corking fee.
Oh, God.
But
yet another fee for us to pay in Pennsylvania.
I'd love to have an IPA with that. Give it a shot.
Whereabouts is that located?
It's right on Route 19.
Okay.
If local people are familiar with this area, if you know where Fat Burgers used to be.
Oh, it's right
Fat Burgers is now Taste of India.
Oh, so it's in that plaza where the Pizza Hut is by
Giant Eagle
on 19. Okay, I got you.
It's either Taste of India or Flavor India. I think it's Taste of India.
Flavor of India, I think, is a different one.
Yeah, I think so. That's down
in
Pittsburgh.
It's always something with India in it.
There is one Southampton beer we cannot get here. At least I haven't seen it.
Which one's
in
that?
The Pittsburgh area. I really want to try it. It's their secret ale. It's an alt beer. It's like a German ale.
Well, if it's a secret, then how do we know about it?
I don't know.
I'm just wondering.
Good point. Yeah, but I'd like to give that a shot for sure.
I enjoy this, though. This is, wow. You know what?
Yeah, if you're an IPA fan, this is definitely a go-to beer.
Oh, absolutely.
Beer, man. Yeah.
Hands down, this is a great beer if you're an IPA fan. Oh, I'm digging this.
Cheers,
dude.
Brother.
Cheers. It's an ash. Mm. Oh, wow. Hands down, yeah, this is a really good IPA.
Nice hoppy finish to it. A lot of bittering hops in there.
And this is a nice change of pace for me, too, because it's...
Why is that?
Well, a lot of the IPAs that we have available in the area, I've had. So
I'm starting
to get tired of it.
Yeah.
But this one, wow. You know, I'm going to have to check out that Bomber bottle.
Oh, yeah, definitely. ThreeSonsDogsAndSuds.com has it regularly.
You know what? Well, we're going to have to start charging.
I know. We need some residuals there, dude. Yeah.
Now, they let us hang out and pretty much do whatever the hell we want.
Yeah, we get away with murder there, so they love us.
We haven't done murder yet, but it's we've gotten people loaded there. Wexford Platt.
Including
myself. Platt.
Wexford
Platt. Whatever the hell it is. Across from the...
Wow.
Across from the Burger King and the Right Pontiac.
Wow, there's some harsh reviews on Beer Advocate for this beer, too. A D+, a C+.
Really? Oh, I got...
Another C+.
Mouthfeel is thin and a bit watery. What? I didn't get that.
The brew pours a golden orange, kind of like iced tea.
The hell kind of iced tea are you drinking?
Jeez.
But you know what? This is one of those things, too, where...
Flavorless? dude, where is your hop palate? What the hell?
Well, you know what? You know what it could have been too is but some of these people might have only tried it once.
Yeah,
and they might have had a bad
sampling.
Batch,
yeah,
or yeah. When you go to the sampling, it's tough to get like a really good.
But that just goes to show you, Spoon, how people's beer palates are different.
Oh yeah. See, the hard thing when you're at these samplings though is you only get like the 3 or 4 ounce samplers, so you don't actually get the, you know, you're not getting the head on it. You don't get like the full character of the beers.
Yep.
It's a good like front end first impression, but honestly, if you're going to sample beers, get a full bottle.
Right.
Check it out. Share it with some friends if you want. Get a bomber. It's all good.
I'm not sharing a bomber.
You will with me, bitch. You do it three times when we go there.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, anytime we go drink, it's like, hey, I got a bomber. Who wants some?
Yeah, I do tend to share the beers, especially when it's something new. So if you want
a
private beer sampling when Sick Puppy's there.
Yeah, in fact, here's what we can propose. Spur of the moment, you made me think of this.
Spoon's proposing to me.
Yes, I'm already married.
And to all of you.
And proposing to all of you beer lovers. If you want to have a beer sampling with us, we're not saying we're going to buy all your beers. That's fucking expensive. But if
consider it a donation.
Yeah, but if you want us to, if you want to try new beers and you might be intimidated to go into some of these places or you want to find something for... You know, maybe that loved one in your family or somebody you hate.
Recommendations, all that.
Yeah, yeah. Let us know. You know, if you're in the Pittsburgh area, we'll probably meet up with you.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, as long as it's not like an hour and a half away. We've driven up to Erie a few times and whatnot. But yeah, if you guys want to, you know, sample beers with us and just kind of hang out or whatever, we're more than happy to fit it into our schedule here. Just shoot us a message on...
It would help if you were in the same state.
Yeah, that usually helps. Usually not in Philadelphia, because that's kind of far.
Yeah, or...
It's like 5 hours.
The west side of
West
PA.
Side? Southern west side?
Well, we're doing audio, and when Spoon did that, he threw a gang sign out.
It's a habit, I don't know
west
why.
West side.
And the sad thing is, I'm from the east side of Erie, so... but yeah, if you guys want to,
not ghetto.
I know I'm white. So if you guys want to hang out with us, or you know, if you want us to want our recommendations, or you just want to sample some beers and find out, you know, some different flavor profiles, shoot us a message. You could go to our contact form on shouldidrinkthat.com. It's in the About Us section /contact us. Shoot us a message, and we'll get a hold of you. We do answer every email, Bill, from episode 43. I'm sorry that we just got back to you. I totally missed that email. That's my fault. I'll take.
That was a podcasting email fail.
Yes, that was a huge fail on my part. Bill up there in New York State, not the Bill over in Ohio. There's a couple Bills.
Yeah.
So, Bill in New York State, good luck with your blind sampling that you're doing, too, with Butternuts.
Yeah, let us know how that goes, man.
And other beers, too, but I like that. That was pretty good.
Yeah, it was a very good beer. Again, that's a Southampton IPA.
So, what do you say? You want to get down to the Boulevards?
Down to the Boulevard Nat.
We got the Boulevard of the Allies here in Pittsburgh. And now we're going to have some Boulevard beers. So, unless you have something you would like to discuss.
I'm actually looking forward to the beer number three.
Beer number three. I will go and get beer number three if you want to chit-chat.
Get on to the beer cellar, Spoon, and I'll wait.
Just so you guys know, it's like 3 degrees right now. The beer cellar is cold. Very cold. Wind chill is like -21. It's cold here in Pittsburgh. We got the Alberta Clipper coming through here, so I'm going to go down to the beer cellar.
I think the Gateway Clipper needs an icebreaker in the front now.
That would be cool. It's the best way to get ice beer.
All right, while you're doing that, I'll rinse out our glasses and listen to this Beer Safari promo.
It's hard to find a good beer, but one place to go for some great information is BeerSafari.com. It can help you navigate through the jungle of beer, so check out BeerSafari.com.
So if you get the chance, go, hey, check out BeerSafari.com.
Yeah.
It's a jungle of beer out there.
One thing I did want to mention before we go to the next beer, Spoon.
What's that?
During a break, I kind of ran into my stash and thought, hey, that's a good recommendation. You know me and beer and food pairings, right?
Yeah.
Bullshit. Whatever. Just not my thing. But I do have one great recommendation.
What's up?
An IPA and wasabi peas.
Ooh.
It's a great snack with an IPA, dude.
Oh, that's a great idea. Oh, that's right. Yeah, because you always buy those wasabi peas from Save on Beer.
Yeah. You get them at Walmart, too, in a can.
Oh, that's a great... Get it in a can.
Get it in a can.
That's a great idea. Those snack on them with wasabi
peas and a good IPA, man. Yeah.
We might have to make a run here after the show. Oh, wait, we're out of the beers. Damn.
Yeah, anyway, I wanted to get that out of the way.
That's a good idea,
throw
though.
That, suggestion out there, because if you haven't had a wasabi pea before, kind of like dried peas with
wasabi.
Japanese horseradish on it. Yeah,
it's good. Very good.
They're awesome.
Actually, I could thank Eggs from TheRealHappyHour.com for getting me into those things. He's the first person that ever made me aware that they were out there. So here we go with the first of the Boulevard beers.
Yes.
If you will open this one, please.
Certainly. By the way, Spoon, when I opened this one,
yeah,
I used a bottle opener again.
Yeah.
It's a twist off.
But you know what? That's the beer geek, though. You're used to opening bottles with the SIDT butt plug bottle.
First opener. Reaction kind of a thing, yeah.
Oh, my God. Look how dark that is.
I know, dude.
Sweet Jesus.
It's a dry stout, so.
Yes, the Boulevard Dry Stout with a Beer Advocate rating of a B. And it's only 4.9% alcohol by volume.
And for you beer geeks out there, that's roughly 11.5 degrees Play-Doh.
Wow, check that out. Oh, my God, look how dark that
Cheers,
is. That
brother.
Is. That's fantastic. And unlike those Budweiser commercials that were out earlier where they say, if you can't see through
hiding
it.
Hiding the impurities
or whatever.
You're
hiding the impurities.
Bullshit. Fuck you, Anheuser-Busch InBev.
All right, let's give this a shot. Wow, that is dry.
Whoa. Yeah, that's a dry stout.
Cool.
It's good. Roasted flavors, big time in the finish.
Wow. That is really roasted. Wow.
It's got pale, aromatic, and special B malts.
They're not kidding when they said this was dry.
Roasted and flaked barleys. That's where you get the dryness from. And the Magnum and Fuggles hops.
Wow. I'm just getting an insane amount of dryness to it.
Oh, yeah, big time. The finish is really dry. Not in a bad way, though. I mean, it goes with the style, so.
This is a really nice stout, though. I like this.
Yeah, it's only 28 IBUs, which makes sense for a stout, but. A little coffee.
Nice, fully roasted
notes.
Malt. And,
yeah.
Wow, this is.
It's got a light body to it, too. So
I'm liking this.
It's not a heavy stout.
You're right. This is a very light body. Although, a lot of the dry stouts that I've had recently have been pretty light in the body.
Yeah,
they're not usually too
you're
thick.
Right. Yeah. Ew. I mean, a little chocolate and roasted flavors, I think.
I get a little chocolate to the...
It's like a liquid candy bar.
A little chocolate to the aroma to it.
You know what this would go great with? And here I go with the food pairings in my head.
Which is ironic, because usually I get the food pairings up, but go for it, man. It's
oysters.
Surprisingly, I've never had oysters.
Never?
I think it's a visual thing for me.
Yeah. Well, yeah, even when you're eating them, dude. If you get them plain with no butter or anything on it, it's like swallowing a hawker.
That's what I've heard. I think that's why I've kind of stayed away from them. But I've also heard too, if I go up in Maine and the whole coastal
anywhere
area,
it's fresher, dude. Yeah,
yeah, because I've seen people on the Food
Network.
Don't
get your oysters at Walmart.
No. Oh God, no. But I could see. I can understand why you would say oysters.
I love dark beer and seafood.
I'm getting shellfish.
And here I am but doing the food pairings thing again, which I said is bullshit, but.
It's the pairings that you would like with it. I think this would be.
Yeah, I guess I'm just not a snob about the food pairings thing. That's just what I like. There's people that take that way too far. And if you try and find Boulevard Beer, by the way, their website, it's not Boulevard Beer. It's BLVDbeer.com.
So it's the United States Postal Service abbreviation for Boulevard.
Or you just. Friggin' Google it. Whatever.
Yeah, you can do that too. Oh, that's definitely a barbecue beer. Oh, yeah,
it's smooth.
Justin, you're the man for putting this one in there.
Right. Attaboy.
In the tradition of great ales, we've added a small amount of yeast to the beer just before packaging to produce a secondary fermentation in the bottle.
Oh, nice.
The yeast, which settles naturally at the bottom of the bottle, encourages further. Wow. I got to watch this.
Maturation.
Maturation, thank you. It was close to masturbation. And contributes to the beer's complex flavor. I had to watch it. Seriously, look at the side of this bottle when you're reading that and tell me that wasn't what popped in your head.
Cheers to that. Oh, you're done.
I'm done.
Let me finish mine so we can move on to the next one. Further masturbation
See?
Contributes to the beer's complex spooge.
With the font that
flavor.
With the font that they use, how that's kind of...
Yeah, it's very tiny font. It's almost squintable.
Yes. We'll see if that makes the show. We're trying to be nice.
Yeah, it was funny. We're leaving it in.
That was That was pretty good. I like that. That's a very delicious beer.
Yes. Very good stout.
Hey, while Sick Puppy's finishing that beer, there is something that I did want to bring up too. The contest winner from our last show.
Yes.
Mr. Oliver.
Oliver Novak. Our number one fan.
Number one fan. That's what he said. Everyone says they're our number one fan, so we'll see.
All you guys are our number one fans.
You're number one in our hearts.
There is no number two fan. You're all number one to us.
Our wife might, yeah, our wife. My wife might be.
Our wife?
My wife might be number two somewhere in there. Yes, he won the Molson Triple X Barroom Light.
Hope it looks good in your bar, brother.
And take some pictures. Let us see what that thing looks like hanging
up.
There
you go, dude. Yeah.
Or let us know if the wife lets you hang it. I'm sure she's going to see that and go, what the hell?
Well, he has a bar, dude. We're getting laid off soon. I'm sure I'll be over there with him and you drowning our sorrows.
Oliver, have us over for an SIDT show at your bar. We'll be more than happy to do it. We'll bring the beers.
Oh, he'll love that.
Yeah, he's definitely going to be up for that. And I'd say invite a bunch of your friends, but we're not going to supply for everyone else. So we'll talk about it. Let us know whereabouts you live and if you want to do this.
Oh, he's
and
close.
He's close? All right. Yes. So we'll figure this shit out.
All right, brother. Next beer. What do you say,
next beer. Do next beer.
You want me to go to the cellar this time?
I'll go to the cellar. I'm closest to the door, so.
All right, well, Spoon's going down to the beer cellar to get her next beer. I just wanted to bring up a couple of things locally here. One real local and one about in the middle of the state. Of Pennsylvania. The first thing I want to talk about is Iron City Brewing, a staple here in Pittsburgh, laying off 25% of their workforce to supposedly upgrade their bottling line because I guess it's pretty trashed. So that's some sad news coming from Iron City. And they're going to have it bottled elsewhere. I'm not sure where that is off the top of my head. Apologize for that, not having that info, if you care.
Hey, actually, hey, come back.
Hey.
I got the beer. Wait, where did I just put it? It's over here somewhere. I just heard you say in Iron City.
Yes.
From what I remember, I was talking to a couple people offline about this.
Mm-hmm.
They're not sure exactly where it's going to be bottled at yet.
Oh, okay.
But Lion Brewing.
I thought it was Lion Brewing, but I didn't want to say for sure.
Which seems to be, like we said, contracted for everyone.
Yeah.
Who's also going to be doing Penn Brewery. And then there was also talk, I believe, that Latrobe might be involved. I'm not 100% sure.
Oh, really? City Brewing? Hmm.
But the only problem is Latrobe might not be an option because the canning line there isn't operational yet. So
nice.
We'll go with that.
It's going to be the same recipe, it's same brewmaster, same product. So about 25 to 30 of the brewery's 81 workers are going to be laid off for 30 to 90 days. Hopefully that's it. Never know.
You know, it's just part of the economy now. I mean, that's what's happening all over the place. Everybody's
laying
off. Yeah,
they claim it's the bottling line thing, but who knows? And another real quick thing I wanted to bring up.
Yeah, what's up?
Vicini Distributing is a distributor here local to us in the Pittsburgh area. And Jim Balog, one of the guys that works there, Balog. Sorry, dude, I don't really know how to pronounce your last name.
You never told us.
Yeah.
He says, hey, my
anyway, he sent us an early press release that they are now the exclusive distributor for straw beer products in Allegheny County. Yeah, they're out of Millville, Pennsylvania, which is a suburb of Pittsburgh. So they are the number one distributor for straw now.
For those of you unfamiliar with straw, they make it up there in St. Mary's, Pennsylvania.
Good for if you're a diabetic, great beer to have, man, because they don't use as much sugar as other beers.
Well, you know, it's weird that they made this announcement about Straub. I mean, Straub has the tradition of not being a very good beer, but
it's a
I've actually tried
hardcore Straub drinkers.
I've
there,
tried Straub recently, and something's changed.
It's not that bad.
The Straub Dark I actually liked. I thought that wasn't bad.
That's their craft beer.
But you know, something's going on up there in St. Mary's. I don't know if they're changing their water. Or what, but something is happening with Straub, and I think everybody should, you know, give it a shot.
Yeah, I mean, they're known for, diabetics love it, like I said before, because they make with no preservatives, sugar, or salt since 1872. They've been around that long, so.
Well, plus the younger crowds are starting to get more into Straub beer now also.
And which is great, yeah.
And I do happen to know, I got some inside info on this. Straw Beer is actually one of the official beer sponsors for the Duquesne basketball coaches show.
Really?
That's recorded down at Kupka's. Yeah, Kupka's 2. Kupka's 2. Down there on the south side.
It's all family-owned, too, so which is, you know, a great thing.
And, you know, that's what we need to see more of, is we need to see more of these family-owned operations, you know, making it big.
Going well,
not all
right?
These big, you know, conglomerates getting together and just, you know, hosing the user on flavor just so that they can make a quick buck.
Yeah, right on, man. I want to thank Vicini's for sending us that press release. They've been around a long time, about 75 years in the Pittsburgh area. Selling the beers, man. So good for them.
If you want to check out their website, it's beersince1933.com. That's for Vicini Brewing Company. Distributing.
You think they did beersince1933.com because nobody could spell Vicini? Just throwing that out there.
It could happen. Who knows?
V-E-C-E-N-I-E.
Or you could always go to strawbeer.com. strawbeer.com. What's the trouble with that one?
Yeah, a little bit of local news there. That's all. Yeah, I just wanted to throw that out there.
Thought we'd bring those bad boys up for you. So, all right, I got the next beer before it gets warm. Since it's warm in Studio A, but it's cold everywhere else around here.
I got heat in Studio A.
And according to the official weatherchannel.com forecast here, we're actually up to 12 degrees now.
Oh, kick ass. It's a heat wave.
Yeah. Let's go out and get a tan. Those guys out in California are going, you son of bitches. That's got to be fun.
All right, what are we doing next, dude?
All right, the next one that we have up here is the Boulevard Pale Ale.
Pale Ale.
It is a B rating on Beer Advocate, and it comes in at 5.4% alcohol by volume.
A smooth, fruity, well-balanced beer with year-round appeal. A variety of caramel malts impart a rich flavor and amber color, while liberal use of whole hops adds zest and aroma. Pale Ale is the first beer we brewed and continues to be a perennial favorite. So this must be their flagship beer, which is cool.
Okay, so is it my turn to open this one?
Yes, sir.
Knowing that I don't have to use the bottle opener.
Yeah, that's a twist off. What's this one not be? Wouldn't that be the shit? That was weird.
Ow!
Damn, dude.
My hand is bleeding. No. I'm kidding.
Are you a huge Pale Ale fan, Spoon? I should know that by now, but you know.
You know what? It's hard to explain, really. I like cooking with pale ales.
I think I have one favorite.
I'm not too big on it.
The Stone one.
I like pale ales. I'm not going to say I don't like them. I tolerate them.
Mm-hmm.
I like to cook with pale ales. Like I like to make cheese dip and...
Ooh, cheese dip.
Yeah, cheese dip and... Yeah, there we go. Try to think here.
A little pale ale and Velveeta.
Oh.
That does sound fucking good right now.
So it's the cheese dips, and also Lushy and I have made beer bread with pale ales. So that's what I know they're good for. If we don't like a beer, we find a way to cook with it.
Yeah, there you go. Like so, all my homebrews that are bad, I give to you to cook with.
All right, sir.
Cheers, brother. It's a very clear beer, man. Nice light golden color.
You know what? It's sad that I'm going to say this, but it's...
You're going to say it looks like a Coors Light, don't you?
No, I was going to say it looks like a Miller Lite. Coors Light's really light, but this looks like what most people think beer is.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not really fizzy, but it's yellow.
Yeah.
And it's not urine yellow.
Got that parallel aroma to it for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's available year-round.
You
like it? And it has... Pale malt, Caramunic malt, and Caraviene. Caraviene?
Well,
I don't remember how to pronounce that. Magnum, Cascade, Simcoe, and Fuggles hops.
Oh, we're getting hops and like a little bit of a citrus off it.
Oh, there's definitely the pale ale citrusy aroma.
It's pretty, I'm trying to think of the best word. Mellow, I guess?
Mellow?
I guess it's kind of mellow. I've been working on my vernacular.
You didn't want to say average, did you?
No.
It's 5.4% by volume, which is higher than your macros.
I'm thinking that mellow is my new word for average. Just because it sounds more...
Politically correct.
It sounds more professional. I could bullshit more about mellow.
Yeah, that's a smooth beer. That'd be a good session beer.
I was just thinking this would be a good session beer.
Yeah, big time.
I'm getting a lot more citrus out of this, though, than my usual
typical
hops.
Typical pale ale style.
Oh.
I like it. I'm impressed.
I like it. There's nothing like that's making this thing stand out more than other pale ales.
Right. Yeah.
But
31 IBUs.
It actually isn't too bad. How many IBUs did you say were in this?
Yeah, 31.
That's not too bad. I thought you said something higher before. I'm like, wait a minute.
Nah, 31.
Okay. Yeah, it's not too bad. It's definitely a session beer. Nothing's really standing out much on this one compared to other pale ales.
I mean, there's one, two, three, four different kinds of hops in this. I get that. But again, it's not overpowering at all.
It's pretty standard, I think.
Very balanced, right.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely well-balanced, but I think it's just nothing's standing out like it's making it a great pale ale.
You know what this makes me want to eat right now? Drinking this pale ale?
What?
Chicken wings.
Whoa! You can tell we haven't eaten yet.
I know.
So we're both like, well,
after my food pairing, bitch, I'm starting to think about food now. And, this would go well with chicken wings.
Maybe we should do Quaker Steak
Quaker Steak
this.
And lube.
Dude.
Might not be a bad idea, brother.
I'm thinking that's, you know, it's nice and close and...
And if you watch the Food Network, or is it the Travel Channel?
Travel Channel.
Man versus Food.
I am not eating any of those suicide wings because that will just kill me for the rest of the night.
The Atomics, not the Suicides.
Is that what he had, the Atomics? Yes.
The Atomics
to me,
the
they're the same thing.
Yeah. I mean, I like it. I love a lot of hot food. A lot of hot sauce. I'm a big fan of that. But I will say,
that's
the Atomic wings, yeah, eat them once, be a man, then you're done. Because you know why? I used to get full buckets of that up in the original Quaker Steak, the Sharon PA one.
Okay.
And you're only allowed to get like
five
or six of them.
Yeah.
But we used to go up there so much that me and my buddy would get a full bucket of them. They'd allow us because they just thought we were crazy. And you have to actually sign a release form to eat the damn things. They are hot as hell.
Well, I think that's more of a novelty thing.
Yeah, my point is, though, once you eat one of them, the rest don't matter.
Because your mouth is
numb. So damn numb. But even going to the Sharon one, what I always found funny as hell, I guarantee you, while you're there, you can always walk into the men's room and see about two or three guys over the sink rinsing their eyes out because they eat the damn Atomics and the Suicide Wings, and they're rubbing their eyes and their face like an idiot. They're running cold water on their face for like 20 minutes.
Burns. It's funny.
Morons.
Well, you know, I used to work with this girl. This was like 2000 or so. A bunch of us went in IT, went over to Quaker Steak out here in Cranberry, and we took her with us, and she was from Malaysia. And we told her about these wings. She's like, I could eat them. I can eat the wings. We're like, all right.
Yeah, Malaysia, spicy foods.
Yeah, we're not even thinking, duh, she's from Malaysia. She's going to enjoy it. You know,
right.
She'll like these things.
Yeah.
So... She goes,
I do enjoy them, but
well, she went through
it's a novelty.
All six. She's like,
yeah, right. Whatever.
She's like, yeah, whatever. Can I have another one?
They're made with habaneros, by the way. So
well,
that should tell you the heat level.
Well, the funny thing is the server came over, like kind of laughing, waiting to see what this little girl, because she probably weighed like 98 pounds, wondering what she thought of them. And she's like, can I have another order? She's
yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah. I've done that before myself.
Well, they actually brought like the manager over because he didn't believe it.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, here's my wings.
Mm-hmm.
We're like, she's from Malaysia. He goes, oh.
And she can handle it.
He's like, damn, nothing special about this. And I told her, I go, if you eat a little bit more, I go, you could probably get like on the wall or something.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, the one in Cranberry doesn't have like a wall of fame, I don't think.
No, they don't.
The one in Sharon does.
Yeah.
You get your picture.
That's the original one. Yeah,
yeah.
Sharon, Pennsylvania. Even on that note, it made me think of me and my buddies when we used to hang out at Hooters on Station Square.
You know what?
Everybody claims their wings are great and hot as hell and all that shit. We got the hot ones, and the waitress is like, are you sure? I'm like, yeah, trust me. And my buddy's like, yeah, the motherfucker can eat battery acid. He's okay. And she walked by about 20 minutes later after we got our wings, and me and him are both pouring Tabasco sauce on the wings, and she looked at us like we were nuts. I'm like, they're not that hot, girl.
It's funny.
And neither are you.
Oh, it's funny you mention that because it's now that Hooters is closed down there.
Yeah.
I actually did enjoy the
wings.
Well,
there's still one open in Monroeville,
yeah.
Correct?
Yeah. That one's still open. But I really enjoyed the Hooters in Station Square. And I didn't go there for the chicks because they were okay. But I really liked the wings because they had like a nice, they were nice and crispy.
They were average wings.
They had a lot of just juice in the middle of that. So I liked those. But they were never hot.
Mm-mm.
I didn't think they were hot at all. And we used to take groups of guys whenever they'd come into town. You know, let's go down to Hooters. And all of them be like, oh, my God, these wings. I'm like, guys, these aren't that bad.
No, they're not.
But they were just, they were good to eat.
Right. Yeah.
And we used to put a hurting on that stuff. I always did laugh about one year for New Year's. Some of my buddies came into town, and I was like, yeah, if you guys want to go to Hooters, we'll go there. We're there, and my one buddy is just like hitting on this server, like left and right. Like he's
dude, that's
he
like giving money to a stripper. Nothing's gonna happen.
Yeah, he thought he was in with her, and
they want tips, people.
At the very end, he tipped her like $30.
Damn.
On like a $50 bill.
That's stupid.
And then asked for her number and said, I don't think my boyfriend would appreciate it. She took the money and left.
Yeah.
And me and the rest of the guys were sitting there going, you dumbass.
Yeah,
you never do that.
Stupid. I mean,
Come on.
I'm all about tipping good, but I have a limit. That's just dumb.
That's more than 50% right there. All because he thought he was going to score with this chick because she was all into him.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
see, dude, I'm older now, too. I used to, you know, frequent the strip joints a lot in Pittsburgh. You learn over the years. And here's a good tip, guys. I think I might have mentioned this on a really old show, but I'm going to reiterate. Stand behind the dude giving all the chicks the money. You get
exactly.
The same damn show for free.
And you don't have to spend your ones.
Just stand there with a beer, drink your beer, watch the chick, and watch that guy empty his wallet.
I did that once. we had a bachelor.
I do that frequently.
I was at the last bachelor party I went to. A bunch of us went to Pitt. So kind of as a joke or whatever, we went to the Cricket Lounge in Oakland.
Ooh, the Cricket.
Yeah, we went to the Cricket Lounge because everyone that went to Pitt knows that, like, that's, like, kind of the joke place to go. It's the budget place to go because it's $5 cover.
Yeah, it's kind of a dive.
So we went in there, and the groom was just like, oh, man, I can't believe you guys brought me to the Cricket. This is awesome.
Did you take him upstairs and the lounge chairs and shit?
I'm not answering that question because...
Never mind.
I don't know if him or his wife's listening to this. But, yeah, the same thing happened where these guys were shit-faced in front of us, and they were popping down, like, 10s and 20s. I'm like, you idiots. And I was there with one of my good buddies, and he's just like,
hey, a stripper got to make a living, too.
Oh, yeah.
But, hey, you know.
So he's like, just stand back a little bit. I'm like, what? He goes, don't take that chair. Just kind of stand back.
Yep.
Like, and I'm like, oh, I know what you're doing. And sure enough, these guys are throwing down all this cash, and I'm like, dude, we're getting, like, a free show.
Yeah, exactly, dude.
It's a good time.
So I apologize to all the strippers that listen to this show. We just kind of dissed you on a bunch of ones, but hey.
No, there's a lot of quality strippers that are out there.
Yeah, but, you know, it's hard times, man.
Yeah.
Well, joints, strippers, hard times, get it?
Ooh.
But Ba-dum-tsh.
Ladies, if you're married and you're listening to this, every single one of your husbands have been to a strip club. If they deny it, they're lying. There's nothing wrong with it. You're just helping the girl get through medical school.
Yeah, chicks go to strip joints too, which is cool.
Those are usually the fun ones to sit by.
Exactly.
They're all into it. It's a good time. I can't believe we're talking about strip clubs here now. It's all good.
Yeah. I'm actually done with my parallel, dude. Let's take a break.
Okay.
And I'll rinse up beer glasses out and, you know, maybe drain the vein and get on with the show.
So the next one we have here.
I know.
Yeah.
Depresso mode for a sick puppy.
It's wheat.
I've been trying some wheats, dude. The Terrapin was good.
But this is an unfiltered wheat.
I know. Another Boulevard beer.
And it also says Best Buy 313 of 09. So we still have another month if you want to wait on this. Month and a half.
It's a lively, refreshing ale with a naturally citrusy flavor and distinctive cloudy appearance. This easy drinking, American-style wheat beer has become our most popular offering. Ooh. And the best-selling craft beer in the Midwest?
We will find out.
That's a ballsy claim.
It could be for all we know.
Yeah, right on, yeah. All right, dude, open it up.
Well, it's a good thing that I still remember that this is a twist-off.
Yeah, they're all twist-offs, people.
And, this one doesn't sound like it just ripped my hand apart either. So let's give this a shot.
Okay, twist my arm.
Oh, my God. Look how light that is. Oh!
Yeah, that's got wheat written all over it.
Okay, mine's poured. There you go. That's over to you.
All right. Unfiltered wheat beer. Here we go.
Oh, that's a little cloudy there. It's expected with most of your unfiltered. Are you trying to sniff that while you're pouring it?
Yeah, I am. Dude, that's got wheat aroma all over it. Oh. And it's... Oh. All
right.
I like the Terrapin wheat because it had honey in it.
Smells like wheat. For those of you new to the show, Sick Puppy does not like wheat beers.
Most wheat beers.
Most wheat beers.
It's a chosen few I can stomach.
Oh, all right.
cloudy, as they say, unfiltered, so it's, you know, supposed
little,
to be that
golden
way.
Yellow to it.
Yep. Thin, or light-bodied,
right,
as they
yes,
say.
Light-bodied. All right, let's give this a shot.
Cheers, brother.
Cheers. Tastes like your standard wheat beer.
Yeah, it's got aftertaste, that finish that I hate about the wheat beers, man.
That's a stronger finish than most wheats I've had.
Whew. Well, it's unfiltered, so
yeah,
you're going to get that.
Wow.
All right, Spoon, you know what? I mean, it's a good wheat beer.
I'm not bashing it.
It's a wheat beer. But I'm chugging it because I hate this.
It's not because it's a bad beer.
It's just I don't like wheats, dude.
To me, this is what macro beers taste like. Now, I'm not saying so much with the flavor, but the consistency. It's light. It's kind of watery.
No.
It's
yeah, it is very watery. It's very thin.
Oh, no. No,
light-bodied, as they say.
You know what? The first beer of 2009, I think that we are going to have to chug.
Are you going
to
chug it, too?
I'll chug it, too. Because I'm not liking this.
Yeah, it's a wheat, and I'm not a big fan. But again, if you're a wheat beer fan, I think this might be a good choice for you. I'm not going to bash it, dude.
Ow. This is hurting my feelings. Just chug this.
Chugging a wheat beer, too.
Chug it. All right.
The finish is bad enough when you're sipping it.
Let's chug it.
That's sour.
If you're new to the show, the rule that we have is if both of us agree that we don't like a beer, we have to chug it because nothing is ever drain worthy.
Nothing is drain worthy.
Oh, man, my mouth hurts. Oh,
that's nasty.
This is like a bad trick that a dentist would pull on his patient. Like,
put this chug a wheat beer in the first place.
Oh, God, that's gross.
Yeah, that tastes like ass,
all
dude.
Right. So we've had five, Justin. You're 4 for 5.
Yeah.
You're hitting 800. Not too bad.
Well, when I saw the beer list, I knew this was going to be probably the least favorite.
I was going to give it the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, me too, dude. And I always do, people. I mean, I don't like wheats, but I try them. There have been a few I liked, but this ain't one of them. That's for damn sure. Yuck. That's nasty.
Man, that's... Oh, yeah, that's purge worthy. Bring in a little bit more. Can't get in the camera. Bring in a little bit more. No, bring the bottle in here. A little bit closer to you. Perfect. Oh, God.
Spoon, I think I need a breath mint.
Oh, you know what? While you're getting your breath mint or whatever.
Hey, guess what?
It's contest time!
Contest time.
Because we love yins, guys. Yeah. It's contest time. And we love giving away free shit.
While you're chatting about that, brother, I know you have a long list of shit there. I'm going to rinse the wheat out of our glasses.
Oh, my God, dude. That's rough.
Yeah. Again, though, if you're a wheat beer fan, this will probably be a very good beer for you. I'm not there. I'm sorry.
So we got something special for you guys. What we're going to do is we have a contest that's going to run until February 14th. That's right, Valentine's Day. So this kind of ties in with our next show that we're going to do. We have a little prize package for you. And this is for you and if you want for your wife or for your husband or for your significant other or whatever, what have you. We've got some prizes for yins. We have a bunch of gift certificates that we'd like to give away to the grand prize winner. And these are pretty cool. And they're for, unfortunately for yins guys outside of Pennsylvania, this is more for the local people. I know. You know what? We give enough away for everybody across the world. This is for the local peeps, though. I can't believe I just said peeps. What the hell's wrong with me? All right, so the first thing that we have, we're going to go from like the smallest to the biggest part here. The first one is from Island Bean Company, which is down on McKnight Road. It's a coffee and espresso drive-thru. We've got two. This card, good for one free drink. Now, I'm assuming that you can't use them at the same purchase. Keep that in mind for all of these. So, you know, like split them up, whatever. So you got two free drinks from Island Bean Company. It's a pretty cool place. It's down by Northway Mall. Kind of, there used to be a gas station there when I lived off of McKnight. It's by Borders, that whole area. So you got two free drinks from there. We've got two free cookie coupons for the Glutinay, which is a gluten-free place. Choose from chocolate chip, chocolate walnut, walnut cranberry, or double chocolate. So you got two free cookies from them. A $25 gift certificate towards custom framing from Framework, which is down on Forbes Avenue, 5868. $25, eh, for a frame that you could use for, you know, maybe getting a picture framed of SIDT or,
there you go,
or you guys or whatever. We have also two 25% off coupons for any one men's or women's item. So there's a separate men's and a separate women's, or both men's, both women's, whatever. This is for Larimore's, I believe the place is called. There's one down on Grant Street and also one in the Galleria Mall down there on Washington Road in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. It's down in the South Hills Village, or South, I should say South Hills, not South Hills
South
Village.
South Hills,
Jesus,
yeah.
I got to get those right. Galleria. So we've got two 25% off for that, and here's the big one. Two $25 gift certificates to the Swickley Spa.
That's huge. I actually want that.
But you can't get it.
I know. Because
you
I,
can't have these.
I'm an employee of SIDT. I'm ineligible.
Yes. So it's two $25 gift certificates. Go get a facial, massage, or whatever they, you know, they have going on there at the Swickley Spa. This is located, there's one in Ligonier, one in Swickley, and one in Wisp Resort. That, actually, this could work for people out in Maryland.
There you go.
So, hey, we're giving away a ton of prizes here. It's probably...
that's a lot of shit, dude.
I'll tell you what. Let's say this is a $100 prize package for the hell of it.
Easily.
Yeah, whatever. It's probably... Well, let's see. Those two are 50.
100-ish.
Yeah, we'll say 100-ish. Shish. So this will go to the winner of the contest for episodes 48 and 49.
Just go to our contact page and put in there, hey, jackasses, I want to win.
Contest page.
Contest page, yes. Not
go,
contact
go
page.
Go to the contest page. Say, I want to win the Valentine's Day package, and we will draw a winner on February 14th because I believe most of these can't be used on Valentine's Day. That's why we're doing it a little bit later. Get it?
Sure.
And we will mail these out to you, preferably somebody in the Pittsburgh area, so we know you guys could use this. Let us know, you know, what happens when you use these, you know, if you get something cool, whatnot. So there you go. Big-ass Valentine's prize package. Get it in by February 14th. And if you're very cool, you're going to remember that Father Spoon was born on February 21st, and you should send me a happy birthday message anyways.
Or beer.
Or beer. It's a week later.
And you could win this and tell your wife, girlfriend, mistress, whatever, that you bought it all for her.
Yeah, exactly. You could actually...
Or vice versa, the ladies
could,
too.
You could put this in a nice little, I guess, bow and an envelope or envelope, yeah, package and say, honey, look, I got us two $25 gift certificates. For our spa and for coffee and espressos and all
just
this
for you, honey.
So that's what you get from shouldidrinkthat.com. If there's anybody out there that would like to give us coupons or gift certificates for a future giveaway, get a hold of us, let us know, and we'll be more than happy to give your stuff away and promote it, because these places will be located on the shouldidrinkthat.com website. There you go. There's your gift package. Give your sweetie something sweet.
Oh,
isn't that nice?
That was special. Stone.
Sister Lushy was pissed when she found out that she couldn't get these things.
Nice.
She's like, but I'm your wife. I'm like, yeah. And
our fans are more important.
You're a part of the show, technically. Your husband is, yeah, on the show, so you can't have these.
Denied.
So, yes, we get these things over the year, and we want to make sure we have a special package. So, enter as many times as you like. And we will
but
do.
Don't spam us with like 200, yeah, friggin' entries. That's,
yeah,
just,
yeah,
wrong.
Like the one dude who gave us like 100 entries. Don't do that.
Yeah, please don't do that.
I do like one day or something. I don't know. We're gonna filter these. So if we see like 500 coming in from one guy, dude, you're screwed.
Yeah.
All right. We'll just kick your name out, and we will put these in the official SIDT bingo machine to pick the winner. I love that machine.
So do I.
So there you go. We've got, and I hope I'm saying the gluttony right.
Gluttony.
Yeah, the gluttony. See, two U's.
Oh, it's called gluttony. Yeah.
So it's the gluttony for Island Bean Company, also for Framework, for Larimore's, whatever.
I'm still burping the wheat.
Yes. And the Swickley Spa. The Swickley Spa is $50
worth. That's what I wanted, dude.
You know, $50 right there. That's kick ass. So there's our gift to you.
No happy
guys.
Endings. I'm just saying.
Now, if you're...
It's a professional establishment.
If your significant other... Gives you one
afterwards. Oh, yeah, afterwards, that's fine.
Forgiving
not
her,
at the store, though. That'd be bad.
As for giving them this kick-ass package, that'd be great. So we're going to let everybody know. So enter as often as you like, just not over 100 times. And, there you go. There's our contest for Ian's guys. Told you, 2009 is going to be a big year. We have a lot of stuff to give away. And
don't worry, people that aren't local. We'll have something next year, trust me.
Oh, we got stuff coming up.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be kick-ass stuff.
So another great year for SAT in 2009,
yeah,
brother.
So there we go, and I guess it's time for the
final beer.
Final beer of the evening for episode 48, Boulevard of Broken Beers.
I'm really looking forward to this beer. I don't know what the hell it is, but I want to get that wheat taste out of my damn palate. Ugh.
This one's actually pretty cool. It's, of course, from Boulevard. This one is the Lunar Ale.
Lunar?
Mr. Sick Puppy, if you could please elaborate.
Alrighty then. Go down to the beer cellar, dude, and I'll talk a bit about this beer. Comes in at a good session, 4.4%. It's their first new year-round beer launched since 1996. The Lunar Ale is in a category all its own, brewed using a unique or aromatic yeast, which I don't know which yeast that is, but most of you don't care. This refreshing variety... Spoon cares. This refreshing variety is best described as a cloudy brown ale with a complex, malty aroma and flavor, and a crisp, dry finish.
Can't find my headphones. Hold on. All right. There we go. I'm back.
So crack it open, Spoon. Or let me crack it open.
Your
give me
basement's
that.
Freezing. Good Lord.
It's because it's outside.
I know, but it's cold. It's 12 degrees outside.
I grabbed the bottle opener again. It's a twist off.
I know you did.
Damn it. Have it, brother. Damn.
Oh, that's funny. All right. Let's see you pour this bad boy.
Ooh, that's a brown ale. Damn. I got to remember to save some for you.
Yeah, that'd be kind of nice there if you could give me some beer.
That last drop, brother. There you go.
I didn't even think we should have put this up with
the other brown ale.
The other brown, but yeah. You know, it's two different breweries. Whatever.
Hmm.
Yeah, it looks like a brown ale.
It smells malty.
Beer Advocate gives it a B-, 4.4 ABV. It smells like a brown ale. I don't know. It smells pretty basic.
It smells malty to me. You?
Actually, I'm getting a little bit. Oh.
A little bit of what?
I'm getting some. Wait, I'm getting citrus out of this again.
Are you? Oh. It's probably that fucking wheat left over in your damn mouth. Ugh.
I wouldn't put it past
residuals.
We
should have rinsed our palates. And this is also unfiltered as well. So it's available year round, bottles and draft. If you're in the Boulevard Brewing Company area.
See, I really like the label for this, though. It's kind of got, like, the moon being pulled in, like a...
Hence the lunar thing.
Yes. What was that movie? Shit. I can't believe I'm forgetting this. Bruce Almighty.
And he pulls the moon closer? Yeah.
Pull that thing in here. Causes the
I like it when
tidal waves.
Her boobs bigger.
All right. Final beer. You ready to do
cheers,
tits?
Brother. Yes. Definitely smells like a brown ale. Malty...
A little caramel.
Exactly. It's definitely a brown ale.
Hmm. Yeah, it tastes like a standard brown ale.
It reminds me of a Brooklyn brown.
It's a session brown.
Yes. This is gravity of 12 degrees Play-Doh again for your beer geeks. Hmm.
Get a little the nose on this thing. I'm getting a little banana.
You know what? I found a discrepancy, Spoon.
Hmm.
On Beer Advocate, they show it as 4.4.
Yeah.
And on the Boulevard website, it's 5.1.
Really?
Mm-hmm. 4 by weight and 5.1 by volume.
Well, what the hell?
15 IBUs.
Well, what the shit, Nick?
Damn it.
Damn it, Jim.
It's got a light sweetness to it.
I'm really getting banana out of this.
Malty, a little bit of smoky banana, yeah.
It's brown.
It's like fruit and cloves.
It's a brown.
Yeah, it's a
brown.
Typical brown ale, right? Caramelized flavor.
It's not bad.
You know? Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, it's not bad. It's just, it's a brown.
Yeah.
Oh.
Still thinking about food. I'm like, I could do chicken with this.
Oh, jeez. Actually, you know what? Chicken wouldn't be bad with this.
I know, exactly, dude. Nice herbed chicken.
Herb. Poor Herb.
Herb. Yeah, it's...
this would...
Again, Boulevard makes some good session beers, I think.
Good crusted chicken with some Asiago. Cool. Damn, see, this is the problem. What happens,
all good beers. But...
This is what happens when we do beer reviews before we eat.
I know, dude.
Like, oh, man, the food!
It's like going to the damn grocery store when you're hungry. Mm-hmm. Not a good idea.
That's a hugely bad idea.
Because now I want everything.
You know what I picked
up? What would you like, sir? I don't know. Give me an estimate.
You know what I picked up at Giant Eagle recently, which was a huge mistake?
Giant Eagle, for those of you not in the area.
It's a grocery store.
Grocery store.
It's kind of
Eagle.
Yeah. One of the things I picked up, I'm a huge mac and cheese fan, which is ironic because I'm lactose intolerant, but...
That's funny.
They came out with Cheez-Its that were mac and cheese. It's like Kraft
really?
Has their own like mac and cheese Cheez-Its type thing.
Yeah.
Disgusting. They were
nice.
Horrible. And this made me think of it because I went there when I was hungry once. I'm like, oh, mac and cheese chips, this would be the best thing ever. No, it was gross. Oh, foul.
What do you think of Lunar Ale? Typical brown ale, nothing special. Good beer, good brown ale.
Yeah, it's standard. It's what? Like I said, it's a session beer.
Yeah, I think all theirs have been so far.
For some reason, I'm stuffed up.
Well, except for that wheat. That's I wouldn't really call that a session because I wouldn't drink one.
I wouldn't drink that wheat. Fuck the wheat. Wait, that's the first F-bomb I dropped this show.
I think I did like two.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. This is a session beer. Screw it.
Boulevard Brewing makes some great beers.
They do. They make good session beers.
Yeah. Yeah. Very good. So what was your favorite beer of the show, Spoon?
Oh, Jesus. Where are the bottles at?
Where are the bottles at?
I only know by looking. Hold on. That's a really tough decision because there's a lot of these that were just kind of...
Yeah, we did a lot of styles.
There's a lot of session beers that were...
I would have to say, styles aside, the Southampton IPA was probably my favorite.
I was going to say the Southampton was probably my favorite one of all these beers.
Christmas Ale was good because it wasn't a spicy Christmas Ale.
I like the dry stout.
Yeah, the dry stout was really good. Light bodied,
really good.
Thin, yeah.
Plus, I kept thinking about how
flake
I could cook
with
it.
Flake goats in there, yeah, yeah.
Did you say flake goats?
Oats.
Oh, I thought you
Oats.
Said flake goats. I'm like...
No.
So, yeah, that wasn't too bad.
The pale ale was good. I like the pale ale.
Yeah. The wheat was disgusting.
Yeah, the wheat was... And not because it was a bad beer. I just don't
like
wheat.
Well, see, I like some wheat beers, but that one, no.
Yeah, the Terrapin is probably my favorite
wheat
beer.
Yeah, that's one I was trying to think of, the Terrapin. That
made with Tupelo honey.
Oh, God. Just for the record, I couldn't get that song out of my head for a week because
of
the
show.
Jag-off.
I know, me neither, dude.
Because he kept going, he would call me up and be like, Tupelo honey. I'm like, shut up, quit calling me. That's what happens when you work at the same place.
A little Van Morrison.
So I think it was a good show. Good start to 2009.
Yeah, those were great beers for 2009, the first show of the year, man.
So keep listening. Send us the feedback. Post comments to our site. And also, if you're on Twitter.
Oh, yes. Twitter account.
Add, should I, or I should,
S-I-D-T.
S-I-D-T to your Twitter accounts.
At
because
S-I-D-T.
Sick Puppy answers that all the time. The ads actually go to both of us, but he's the one that maintains the S-I-D-T account. So send us your friend's request, whatever. We'll add you. If you're on Facebook, look for the shouldidrinkthat.com group that we have going on there. You'll get all the information. Actually, we send out some special stuff ahead of time to that group, and we really appreciate it. And sign up for our mailing list, blah, blah, blah.
I suppose we should say that we're on MySpace as well.
We're on MySpace. We don't really – we just post stuff.
Well, if you go to our website, we have a community page.
All right, so hey, get a hold of us. We're all about the new media, social media, whatever. We're all over Twitter and Facebook and MySpace and Plurk and shit like that. So
in your face.
In your face, yo. And we got blogs and everything else. So get a hold of us.
Oh, there is one other website I do want to pimp.
What's that?
Beerporn.blogspot.com.
Yes, we're both writers for Beerporn.
Yes, we do beer reviews there and beer-related blog posts and articles.
And it's not just us. It's reputable beer people.
It's basically what it is. It was a project started by Jeffrey T of the Good Beer Show, goodbeershow.com, where he wanted a 100 top
craft
beer people all on the same blog, posting daily or whatever. Yeah. But it's all about beer. If you're a beer geek, check it out. It's beerporn.blogspot.com, and you will not get... blocked at work or anything. Don't worry about that.
You shouldn't be, at least.
Yeah. At least we're not.
Well, see, the cool thing with that, too, is you can read about the very first beer that I ever had.
Yeah, the golden anniversary shit.
And literally, it's there's
literally shit.
Literally, there's a picture of my very first beer. I saved the very first beer I ever drank. Dude. So, yeah, go check that out. It's called My First Beer. It's on January 1st of all times.
I probably have 3 or 4 articles up there, one about home brewing and a couple of the beers I've tried.
Yeah, so go check that out. If anyone else posts before you hear this, mine's probably going to be moved to the second page already.
My latest one, I think, is right now is at the top of the page. It's for the Belgu.
Belgu, yes, it is Belgian, at the top of the page.
Yeah.
So go check that out. We're going to go get something to eat here because we're hungry.
Yeah, we're starving now after talking all this beer food pairing crap.
Yes.
I'm going to go have a hot dog a barley wine. That sounds so like... eat that, you beer food pairing snob fucks.
Take that, you bitches. Anyways.
This has been Sick Puppy.
This is the Most Reverend Father Spoon for episode 48, Boulevard of Broken Beers.
Boulevard of Broken Beers.
Green Day, please don't sue our asses because we ain't got no money.
Yeah, we changed the last word. We're good.
Yeah, that's fine. All right.
All right, we out, guys.
Bitches!